week, tomorrow is a big day in the life of local motor racing enthusiast Thomas Byrne. He goes in a Formula 4 invitation event at Truxton over in England by invitation, and this competition will be screened on BBC television in the afternoon. Rugby, and shock news today from the Irish camp is that Willie Duggan has been dropped from the Irish training squad along with Stuart McKinney and John Cantrell. Duggan has played 18 times for Ireland, and brought into the squad are Terry Kennedy, who played last Saturday against the All Blacks, Paul Andrew-Chetty and Mike Gibson, presumably Mike Gibson to replace Willie Duggan. And the big rugby match tomorrow is Wales against New Zealand, and the All Blacks have been forced to make a late change. Mark Donaldson, the scrum half, failed a fitness test, and Dave Loveridge comes in for his first cap. Local rugby and Dundalk play Kilkenny in the Leinster League at home on Sunday. And finally, news of our quiz. I gave you the quiz yesterday. I gave you the names of five sportsmen, local sportsmen, and I wanted you to tell me in what sport they're involved. And the sportsmen again are Frank Kernan, Peter Hannan, Thomas Byrne, Bunny Cox and Jimmy Dendy. So just jot down those names and put after each sportsman what sport he's involved in. That's Frank Kernan, Peter Hannan, Thomas Byrne, Bunny Cox and Jimmy Dendy. That's about it from sport for this evening. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon with a complete roundup of sport as it happens throughout the afternoon. That's race running results, up-to-date check on the rugby, half-time and full-time scores from the English Football League, and then a complete roundup at 6:25. So until tomorrow afternoon, from Shea Breslin in the sports studio, it's goodbye and back to Kieran Murray in Studio One.
Right, many thanks there to Shay. And as Shay said, he'll be back tomorrow afternoon, that Saturday afternoon, with Carousel Saturday Sport. In the meantime, welcome back to the entertainment show from Radio Carousel. Welcome us back with Genesis and Follow You, Follow Me. Sound of Genesis, that's called Follow You and Follow Me. Welcome back, I should say, to part two of the entertainment show. Don't forget, coming up at 6:45, that's in just under 5 minutes time, we shall be having cinema entertainment in the Carousel area. That's cinema entertainment in the Carousel area, as well as our cinema entertainment competition regarding the film The Last Waltz, and that'll be very interesting indeed. And don't forget, we'll be giving our winner, the announcing of our winner on the Monday evening edition of the entertainment show. We'll be back after this good word.
Manhattan, 11:25 p.m. Had to move. pictures we had built of Steve Silbermint's robot. He was in my office, trying to steal the Silbermint's foreman. I knocked on the door.
Come in, he said. It's open.
I politely entered.
Me, Steve Silbermint. Me, cool, clean hero.
Not as cool as me, baby. Good-looking guy. Pity he got mixed up with the Uggie Sweets. Silbermint's, the cool, clean hero.
Step Aside are holding a fundraising dance, or at least it's a fundraising dance being held at the Boyne Valley Hotel, and Step Aside will be playing in it, and it'll be held tonight. That's Friday, November 10th, 1978, dancing from 10 until 2 a.m. Admission is only £1.50, and proceeds are in aid of the Marion Park Community Youth Centre in Drogheda. So once again, that's Step Aside at the Boyne Valley Hotel tonight in Drogheda. Dancing from 10 to 2, and admission only £1.50. And of course, that's a very worthy cause, because proceeds are in aid, as I said, of the Marion Park Community Youth Centre in Drogheda. And I have another message here about an all-star variety show, which is being organised by the Castletown Girls' School Committee, and it's being organised with the help of that well-known Dundalk man, Joe Martin. And they have some fine artists lined up, such as Jerry and the Somerset, St. Nicholas Girls' Choir, and the De La Salle Boys Band, to name but a few. Also, Dundalk's answer to John Travolta, Barney Foley, will be giving a special performance. The show is on Sunday, the 12th of November, that's this Sunday, in St. Nicholas Hall, Dundalk at 8 p.m, and tickets are 50 pence and £1 each, or if you like, you can pay at the door. And proceeds, I see here, are going in aid of the cost of a new heating system for the school, so that's a very worthy cause worth going to. That's Sunday night at 8 p.m. at St. Nicholas Hall in Dundalk. And finally, here are some small ads we have for you. For your next function, our dinner dance, book the Applejacks. You can phone Pat at 35067. That's 35067. For bigger and brighter sounds, book Sunshine Discos. Contact Banbridge now at 23093. Sorry, I read that again. That's 22093. Banbridge 22093. And finally, if you'd like to give a kitten a home this Christmas, then phone 32789, leaving your name and address. That's 32789, leaving your name and address. The entertainment show moves on now. Here's a very popular record. It comes from the Dooleys, and it's called A Rose Has to Die.
You remember how we loved last summer, and how you held me tight, and we would dance the night away. But then the autumn leaves came down, in a lonely world of gray. As a rose has to die every time you tell a lie, a promise once it's given must be true. Watch each rose bow its head when it knows our love is dead, and it's never gone. On the beach the harbor lights are shining, and I remember how they used to shine for you and me. And in the park where roses grew, once you whispered I love you, there's nothing but a weeping willow tree.
You buy a color television set? Consider what Nordmendi have to offer. Nordmendi has the largest range of color televisions in Ireland. 14-inch, 16-inch, 18-inch, 20-inch, 22-inch and 27-inch models, including a multitude of ultrasonic remote control sets. And for those who demand a higher quality in picture, sound and styling, it must be Nordmendi, the leading German manufacturer of sophisticated color television sets. John McCann of Staple & Court stocks a complete range of Nordmendi consumer products like color televisions, stereos, clock radios, radio recorders and many, many more. For the latest techniques and supreme quality, buy Nordmendi from John McCann, Staple & Court, the Ramparts Dundalk, where customer satisfaction is always assured. Nordmendi products are distributed and guaranteed by Reynolds Electronics Limited, Dundalk. A new shop has just opened in Dublin Street, Dundalk. It's E&L's. E&L's is stocked with every type of confectionery imaginable, like groceries and greeting cards, birthday cards, in fact, cards for all occasions, as well as all of the morning and evening newspapers. But wait for it. They are open from 7:30 in the morning right through until 11:30 p.m. at night. 16 hours a day available to cater to your every need. That's E&L's, Dublin Street in Dundalk.
And now I have good news for dancing fans. The Radio Carousel Disco Show is at the Hotel Imperial Dundalk this Sunday night. You can dance to your favourite sounds played by your favourite Radio Carousel DJs. It's all happening for you between 10 and 1:30 a.m. this Sunday night at the Hotel Imperial, the best way to end the weekend. The Ballymascanlan Hotel have a full weekend's entertainment for you. Tomorrow, Saturday, there's music by Big Four featuring Pat McGuigan, and admission £1.50 on that night, and there's a late supper. On Sunday, there's music by Haynesville, a group from Lisburn, admission £1.30. There's a late supper there also. And I see here that Donny Marin entertains in the lounge on both nights. That's starting at 9:30. So there's a good weekend's entertainment there at the Ballymascanlan Hotel. And finally, I have some small ads here. There's a 1975 Hillman Hunter with new engine, completely resprayed, with good tyres, a bargain at £1,400. Telephone 75213. Any offers to that should be phoned to 75213. There's a dumper for sale, 1 cubic yard skip, good working order and best offer. Also I see there's a Triumph 2000 1972 and Renault 10 1969, cheap for quick sale. And anyone interested in those two should telephone 73186, that's 73186. And finally there's a discotheque and sound to light unit wanted, and anyone who's one line takers in that should contact 33707 between 8 and 9 this evening. That's 33707 between 8 and 9 this evening regarding a discotheque and sound to light unit which is required. Right now we'll be joining our cinema entertainment studio very shortly. Coming up after this one, an actual fact from Carol and the New Blues. Bring it on yourself. Bring it on yourself. All the promises you made to me, you know can never be. Shouldn't have been so nice. I shouldn't have been so nice. Oh, you should know my love would grow. Now I just say too much.
settled in the sand and wash away. It's so easy to pay
to yourself
when you cannot pay. It's so easy to tell yourself things will work out fine. It's so easy to break a heart, like you're breaking mine.
Like you're breaking mine.
It's so easy to break a heart, like you're breaking mine.
Like you're breaking mine.
That's the sound of Carol and the New Blues, standing at number 19 on this week's Carousel Countdown Survey. It's so easy. And don't forget, if you'd like to find out where your favourite record is in our Carousel Countdown, tune in tomorrow at 1 o'clock. That's tomorrow, Saturday, at 1 o'clock to Radio Carousel for the Cuddly Carousel Countdown Top 20. Right now, cinema entertainment in the Carousel area, and featuring now the Oscar Cinema Deluxe in Carrickmacross. Showing tonight and tomorrow at 8 p.m, The Adventures of the Wilderness Family. And I see also there's a late show tonight at 11 o'clock. Anno Maffo stars in Love Me Baby, Love Me. That's late night entertainment at the Oscar Cinema Deluxe. Meanwhile, there's a matinee tomorrow, and the matinee is Adventures of the Wilderness Family, and that matinee is at 3:30. And tomorrow, Sunday, or should I say, the following day on Sunday at 8 p.m, starting Sunday, a new film called Close Encounters of the Third Kind. At least new anyway to the Oscar cinema, starring Richard the Ray Frew, Terry Garr and Melda Dillon. So there you have it. That's your weekend cinema entertainment at this Oscar Cinema Deluxe in Carrickmacross. And a note here now that if you'd like to enter our entertainment show competition, then stand by with pen and paper. Coming up in just a moment, the question. It's very simple, so there should be no excuses. Meanwhile, here's Elvis Costello and the Attractions.
Well, children in the shine and the light, and I dial to it, and I turn my radio advised. With every one of those late night stations playing songs, bringing tears to my eyes. I was seriously thinking about hiding the receiver when the switch broke, cause it's old. They're saying things that I can hardly believe. They really think we're getting out of control. Radio is the sound of salvation. Radio is the weight of the nation. They say you better listen to the voice of reason. They don't give you any choice, cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do as you were told. You better listen to the radio. The hand that feeds me, I wanna bite that hand so badly. I wanna make them wish they never did it. Some of my friends sit around every evening and they worry about the times ahead. But everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. Either shut up or get cut out. They don't wanna hear about it. It's only inches on the reel to reel. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is the sound of salvation.
That's Elvis Costello and Radio. Right now I'd like to tell you about the synopsis of The Last Waltz, a film in 1970, which was filmed regarding a group called The Band in 1976. They had a tour, and they said that there was a strange feeling in the air, a sense of emptiness or something, said Robert Robertson, the leader of the band. He remembers the genesis of The Last Waltz as the group's last concert appearance, which featured guest performances by a long list of musical friends. He says, "We just tried to understand what was going on. We tried to check it out in every way possible. We even checked astrologers, the Bibles, things like that. It all pointed in one direction, that the band's next performance would be its last." For their last concert, the band chose to perform at Winterhead, the venue where they first featured as a major rock act by Bill Graham in 1969. And their grand finale there was in Thanksgiving, 1976. It marked the end of an era for an entire generation of rock. The Last Waltz was the last of the true 60s events, and one that may eventually seem as important as the Beatles' first American TV appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, or indeed Woodstock. The list of performers was termed by music writers from around the Western world as the greatest lineup of rock musicians ever to appear on the same stage together. Artists like Paul Butterfield, Eric Clapton, Neil Diamond, Bob Dylan, Ronnie Hawkins, Dr. John, Joni Mitchell, Van Morrison, Ringo Starr, Muddy Waters, Ron Wood, and Neil Young, to mention but a few. They all lent their talents to this fabulous show. Now, what we want you to do is, it's very simple indeed. We want you to name five of the rock stars. That's right, five of the rock stars which appear in The Last Waltz. It's a very simple competition because I've just named about 10 of them. All you got to do is name five of them, put them on a postcard and send them to the entertainment show competition, Radio Carousel, Dundalk. And if you're first out of the bag on Monday, you can win a triple album set of the film soundtrack. Right now, Colorado. Finally, a reminder that the Oscar Cinema in Boyne Center in Drogheda has some good weekend entertainment for you. At the Oscar one, there's Grease, starring John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. And they ask us to note here that there are three shows this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. And the three shows are very easy to remember the times, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. That's Grease, showing at the Oscar one in Drogheda, the Boyne Center in Drogheda, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. And meanwhile, at the Oscar 2 tonight, tomorrow and Sunday at 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock, there's Joan Collins and Oliver Tobaz in one of the most controversial major motion pictures of the year, and the film is called The Stud. So that's at 11 o'clock and indeed 8 o'clock and indeed 11 o'clock tonight, tomorrow and Sunday night at the Oscar 2. And as I said, at the Oscar 1, showing at 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John and, of course, Grease. Unfortunately, it's time to go time, and that takes us to the end of the Friday night edition of the Entertainment Show. But as always, I'd like to remind you that if you'd like to place a small ad in this program, if you've anything small that you'd like to buy or indeed sell, then you can contact us any day, Monday to Friday, during office hours, and telephone number is 31164. That's 31164, and we'd be more than delighted to hear from you, and of course, help you sell your small article. Right, as the time fast approaches 7 o'clock, yours truly, Kieran Murray, now saying goodbye, good night, and thank you for listening to The Entertainment Show. And as always, if you're driving, do drive with care. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Radio Carousel time, now exactly 7 o'clock, and time for Country Call with Hugh Hardy.
Well, howdy, folks, and welcome you all to Country Call. With me, Hugh Hardy, bringing you, as always, the very best in country and west for the next 58 and a half minutes on this Friday edition of Country Call. And as it is Friday, well, of course, we devote the entire show to country music with an Irish flavour. I'm in great humour today. Maybe it's because it's Friday, or who knows? Maybe it's just the happiness of having you.
The sun comes up and pours its light into my window, catching me on air. I first made my eyes to open and began to realize the day is dawning. Then I reach out and feel the warmth of you curled up beside me once again. It's the happiness of having you that makes my world a place worth living in. As I leap to go and face the care and worry of the day, my heart is yearning for the setting sun to tell me that the day is gone and I could be returning. To hold it close and kiss the lips that taste like heaven time and time again. It's the happiness of having you that makes my world a place worth living in. As the doors of darkness close upon the day that's been too long and too demanding, and I look into your gentle eyes and find them filled with love and understanding, that little tear of gladness finds its way up to the surface once again. It's the happiness of having you that makes my world a place worth living in. It's the happiness of having you that makes my world a place worth living in.
Well, there you go. That's the sound of Jim Tobin and the Firehouse and a song called The Happiness of Having You. Sure, is any wonder I'm in good humour with the happiness of having you along for next 56 minutes of good country music. Put anyone in good humour. But then, of course, I'm always in good humour. As a matter of fact, that's just the way I am. Here's Gene Stewart.
In just a word, it's a feeling. A feeling of loneliness that I can feel right now. Love has looked at me, but tried to change me. I wish that love would take me just for what I am. Just for what I am. I want someone to love me. Someone who won't expect me to be like their old memory. Just for what they see. Just for being me. I want someone to love me. Just for what I am. Pride ain't just a sound, it's a sadness. A sadness that lives with me and follows me around. Love wants me to be someone I can't be. I wish that love would take me just for what I am. Just for what I am. I want someone to love me, someone who won't expect me to be like their old memory, just for what they see, just for being me. I want someone to love me, just for what I am. I want someone to love me.